Delaney Kimberlin, Kaylee Lane. You got Quincy Collins, Anna Pryor, McKenzie Schofield, that are just, you know, solid top seven runners. And like I said, the support of the rest of the team with Chase Lynn Himes, McKinley, you know, you got Xandra Young. You even have some people like Alexa Kimberlin, who hurt herself in soccer and is on crutches out there, you know, in the knee-deep mud cheering on her team. It was just really, really nice. And then other senior leadership like Tori Hennecke, also injured, out there to help us, and Allie Fager as well. So it's just really good team support on the girls' side with that. If I could talk about the guys, too, I mean, yeah. We have a huge, huge guys team this year. We're talking 26 guys on our team. So really seen some growth, and same thing with our leaders. Mitchell Kramer, you know, pulling off a second place just by at the lean of the line, you know. I thought he had first, and at the lean, you know, got beat out there at the end, but still, what a race for him. And he's been kind of leading our team as our solid number one. But then to go down the line with some, you know, varsity runners of Austin Epperson and Gavin Pryor and David Thompson. Greg Thorne is a soccer player, him and Austin, and Jake Gear, you know, always running in the varsity in the top seven, and they're also doubling up with soccer. We got Mitchell Garner, Garrett Jones, Henry Scosi. You know, I mentioned Jake and Chance Kramer. All these guys, and probably our top 10, are always making a statement in there on who's going to be in that top seven. First-year runner Aaron Emmerich, he's been in the top seven the first four meets of the year. It's just really, we're at a good spot with the boys program with that much competitiveness. I can't pick who's going to be top seven from meet to meet with the competitiveness of that top 10.